Well, we have some folks in here who need your help. United Way of Greater Lorain County with their annual or actually monthly, what is it, monthly visit now. I'm thrown off this morning because it's either Ryan or Bill that show up, but we have two ladies with us this morning. We have with us Bailey Kushner, and also we have with us Gwen Stembridge, who joined us this morning. Ladies, thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having us.
So thank you.
We're here to talk about some things that happened and some things that people can help out with. One is the recent homeless stand down. Explain what that was about and what took place.
Absolutely. So the Homeless Stand Down is a collaborative effort between organizations that are part of the Lorain County Homeless Task Force. So it was hosted this year at Sacred Heart Chapel in Lorain. And the whole idea is to have a lot of services in one place for our homeless veterans and families and individuals who are going through some challenges. So we had hot meals, health screenings, benefit screenings, HIV testing, hygiene items, haircuts, flu shots, all kinds of things, all in one place. Because we know that, you know, transportation is a challenge within the county. And so having those things in one place where people can get those services in one place is just really helpful, we have found.
And what kind of a response did you get for this event?
Yeah, absolutely. So there were a total of about 110 veterans and other individuals and families who attended the event, which is pretty great. Last year was the first year that we did it in a long time. And we partner, of course, with the VA and with the Lorain County Homeless Task Force and some other great partners from the county. So 54 folks from General and a really, really big percentage of veterans this year. So we know that's a need in our county.
Let's talk about the veterans for a moment. Did the ones who you are helping now, did they have difficult lives before they went in the service, or why are their circumstances the way they are?
That's a great question. And if there were someone from the VA here, I would pass that on to them. But I think a lot of the folks who are coming back from their service are having trouble with mental health and with some. There's of course some PTSD that happens, and there are just some struggles that folks are having with getting back into jobs or getting housing or getting that support. So there are lots of organizations, the VA, and then also there are places like Valor Home and the VFW, and there are lots of resources that we have for veterans here because there's such a high concentration of folks who have come back.
The goal of the stand down is to get in contact with the homeless veterans and the other people and to maintain a connection. What goes on beyond after the stand down to create the residual effect?
Great question. Yeah, it's not just about the one day effect. All of the organizations that come are asked to offer a service right there on the ground. But then also there are referrals that happen for housing, referrals for mental health or for other resources. So that's a really, really important aspect as well.
You mentioned how there's agencies that help out, but there's volunteers behind all those agencies as well as what the United Way provides. Talk about how that works for you.
Absolutely. We couldn't have done this event without volunteers. We had volunteers before the event and during the event that were part of that. So as the Lorain County Volunteer Connection, that's what I represent. And so we were there helping to coordinate those volunteer efforts. Wouldn't have been able to do it without the volunteers from individual organizations who were, you know, packing lunches, who were giving haircuts. There are a lot of skilled providers like nurses and folks like that that are really important, as well as the folks who are putting together hygiene kits and passing out clothing and things like that.
So this was the one day that people knew where to go, who to contact. But Bailey, let's talk about that two-on-one that the United Way sets up, the first call for help.
Yes. It's our first call for help. It's a 24-hour hotline that anyone can call. It's free, and they have the information on the different services and resources that are available in our county. So individuals can call 211. There's an 800 number as well. It's 1-800-275-6106. And then there's also a website, 211lorain.org.
And that provides beyond, we talked initially at the moment about sort of homeless, but this has to do with anybody dealing with any issues they may have.
Right, yes. They have all the different services that are available, anything from if you need rent assistance to food. all of that. Yes. Right.
So that's one of those kind of places we talk about. You know, people know 911 for an emergency. This is 211, so for help, so that it doesn't get into a crisis situation, I guess.
Right, exactly.
Beyond that as well. Let's talk also, Gwen, about the Lorain County Volunteer Connection. This is a couple years in the making now with the United Way of Greater Lorain County. So you're building up a group of people to volunteer, but you always need more, and you have volunteer events that are coming up. Talk about what you have in the future here.
We do, absolutely. I'm always excited to talk about that. I get to work with a lot of people who want to make the world a better place. And so that's what our volunteers do. And I'm so excited to work with them and to continue to grow that group of like-minded individuals in Lorain County and beyond who want to give back in some way. So we have an online calendar of volunteer opportunities where folks can kind of sign up when and how often they want. And so those opportunities are within Lorain County. They range in, you know, issue areas. So depending on what you're passionate about, if you're really passionate about animals, you can hop right in and help with that. If you're, you know, passionate about seniors, if that really tugs at your heartstrings, you can help seniors within Lorain County. A couple projects that we have coming up, conversation partners at El Centro. So we're working with adult learners. We're trying to learn English as a second language to improve their job opportunities and things like that. So you're there. You don't have to speak any language except English. People always ask, but we're there just helping folks to practice. So that's one. Also, delivering Good Eats with the Office on Aging. That's a really easy Saturday morning project you can do as a family where you're delivering food to seniors. And then I've got to promote here our free tax prep initiatives. We're starting to recruit volunteers to be tax preparers throughout the county. So we help to coordinate the Lorain County Free Tax Prep Coalition. So if you're afraid of taxes, you're not afraid of taxes, are you, Bruce?
Sort of. I mean, I usually don't think about this till sometime in January, but you brought it up already.
Right. Now. I know. Well,
I suppose on election day, there's always an issue related to taxes for people. You know,
true, so true, yeah. That. So we've already scheduled our trainings that we've got. They'll be happening in January, and we'll train anyone over the age of 18 to prepare taxes. So we're doing this for.
What does that exactly mean? Are you making me into sort of a pseudo accountant or somebody? I mean, what other than just sort of knowing where the numbers go on the form and following to make sure mistakes aren't happening? Is that kind of what it is?
Or that's kind of what it is.
My calculator? No.
If you can use a keyboard and if you can, you know, read and type numbers, you don't even have to do the math. The computer program does it for you. So it's pretty straightforward. And we'll train you how to do it. We'll feed you lunch. And then you can sign up kind of when and how often you want throughout the tax season. We have sites throughout the county. So on a, you know, flexible basis. Once you're trained, you're doing taxes for people. And it is so rewarding to you know, work with a family, a low-income family who's receiving that earned income tax credit. And, you know, you walk away and you have given them, you know, because of your service, they're, you know, walking away with this tax credit that they can use to pay off past bills or, you know, fix an appliance or something like that. It's very rewarding.
I'm guessing you've got volunteers from all walks of life, all ages, but is there one that might be, shall we say, a little bit older than the others? How high does the age range go up?
As high as you would like. We engage youth volunteers. We have a monthly family volunteer party where we've had volunteers as young as 4. And I invite you to come if you're 104. Doesn't matter to us.
Well, as you mentioned with the volunteer activities, you always think about like the Day of Caring or Sharing or something. And a lot of times there's things where people go out and do physical things, fix a playground or do some painting, some a lot of physical, you know, clean up an area, beautify things in the springtime. But there's also just probably sort of quiet ways to volunteer, sort of individual ones. So it's just myself and maybe a child helping them probably to read or learn some tutoring type of things.
Yeah, anything that you are passionate about, I'm sure there's a way to work with that in Lorain County. And that's our goal, is to try to connect people to those opportunities. So there's everything from that mentoring that you do kind of on a flexible basis to, you know, the date and time specific, hey, let's go and paint this space or beautify this. And our goal is to just make that easy, to connect people with those opportunities in a way that is flexible for their schedules and is really accessible. And you really see the impact of the work that you've done. Sometimes there are group opportunities, and there's always a leader there that's kind of walking you through it.
Gets you kind of understanding the process. So what people hate the most about volunteers, you think of if I'm wasting my time. So you
right,
want to make sure
absolutely.
I got time, I'm valuable to do something. Let's get done and let's get something accomplished, as it were.
Absolutely. Right. And that's something that we see in communities sometimes. You know, maybe it's an organization that really wants to engage volunteers and they don't have a volunteer manager, or they don't necessarily have the resource, or maybe they don't have the tools to do that. And so we, as the Lorain County Volunteer Connection, our whole goal is to really make those volunteer opportunities effective and impactful for the organizations, and then a positive experience for volunteers, because no one wants to, right. you know, give their time and stand around or something like that. So,
any good positive feedback or word of mouth is what spreads the volunteerism. It's one of those things
absolutely.
That kind of grows. Once somebody gets a good idea of it, they want to help out some more. Do you have volunteer training coming up, or is there some sort of thing where you just have a specific volunteer activity and then you kind of take it from there?
Yeah, great question. So all of our like bigger days of service on the calendar, anyone can sign up when and how often they want. But we do have new volunteer orientations that happen twice a month in Lorain County. So the last Sunday of the month at 3:00 at our offices, and you can sign up through the website uwlorainecounty.org/volunteer. And then the second Thursdays of the month, if you want to try out, you know, volunteering and the orientation together, we actually are partnering with Second Harvest Food Bank of North Central Ohio to volunteer. We've got a volunteer slot from 4 to 5:30 the second Thursdays, and then you stay for an orientation after that. So you kind of get a taste of what volunteering with us is like, and then you have that orientation that introduces you to all of the vast opportunities that we have in the county.
You mentioned there's a calendar. Where can I find this calendar?
Okay. Yeah, uwlorainecounty.org/volunteer, and it's actually through Hands-On Northeast Ohio. You'll see both of those names. It's this, the Lorain County Volunteer Connection is this partnership between Hands-On and United Way that we're pretty excited about.
Well, we want to also talk a little bit, Bailey, just briefly about the campaign that's going on.
Yes.
Kicked off in September, kind of moving on through the months. Can people still participate, do things? What kind of things do you have planned for that?
Oh, definitely. First of all, I want to thank everyone who has donated and been a part of the campaign. We really appreciate all of the support and making all of this great work possible. But if individuals do want to still participate, you can go online to our website, uwlorainecounty.org, and you can donate there, or you can call our office, 440-277-6530. We can get you started with that, or if you are an organization that's interested in running a campaign, you can call us and we can talk through that.
Sounds great. Bailey Kushner with the United Way of Greater Lorain County and also with the Lorain County Volunteer Connection. Gwen Stembridge, thank you for coming in, ladies. Appreciate
you
your time this
us.
Morning.
Thank you. Appreciate it.